Alrighty.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome.
Alex from California.
Hey, Alex, welcome to the call.
Hi, Tim. It's Kimberly in Utah.
Kimberly, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on the call. Hi, Tim Baker. Hi, Stacy. Cherie, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Well, I've got straight up noon Central Time, and so we got what, 11 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 o'clock Pacific. Hello, Kim. Good to have you here. Otilia, good to have you on the call. Everybody on the call, thanks for being on the call. It's not going to be as long today, I don't think, but we're going to talk about, let me see if I can mute this out here.
All guests are now unmuted. All guests are now muted.
Okay, we got you muted out. Got a really clean call here. Gloria, welcome to the call. Great having everybody on the call today. You guys want to take some notes if you possibly can. If not, I'll be glad to send you this slide presentation, and it's got a lot of information on it. So let's get started, and we're going to talk about isogenics. That's my favorite subject, and to talk about it every single day. And we're going through what I call 20 in 90. 20 in 90. If you want to know what that promotion is, and that it has to do with our 90-day game plan, and basically we're narrowing that down to personally recruiting 20 individuals during this 90-day plan. I've done that before. Jay has always taught me to do that, and we've shared those goals. I've done it at times, other periods of times I've not done it, but I'll tell you what, when I do the 20 in 90, absolute crazy good things happen to your business. And so that's what you want to really get in tune with. If you want a more in-depth discussion of that, you can go to timdarnell.org, timdarnell.org, and there is an audio on 20 in 90. And so if you really want to explode your business, get up in the six-figure range and that kind of income, I hope you do. If you're on this call and you'd like to be in the six-digit range, just put a note on the chat over here and let me know if you're in on that idea, if you really want to do that. If you're just sort of dabbling with this thing, don't worry about putting anything over here. But if you're serious about getting that done, then let's make sure that you voice yourself on the chat line here and voice yourself that very goal to your family and get cranking on this idea of building a big isogenics business, residual growing, walk away, lifetime willable income, just the greatest kind of income there is out there in the business world and in life, and I'm sure in every way. So anyway, let's start this out. We're going to talk about prospecting up today. Prospecting up, what in the world do I mean by that? And I'll get to that a little bit later about the middle of the presentation. But you guys need to probably write that down, prospect up. You could call it recruit up if you want to, however you want to phrase that. But it's a concept that I think a lot of people really need to get their arms wrapped around. Most people are not doing that. They're doing the opposite. So when I sit down and I'm thinking about what do I want to train on today, what would be the most helpful to everybody after talking to literally dozens and dozens of people all week long, what are some of the things that I can really talk about that may help your understanding and really get you to where you want to be here? So great to have you online. Let's get started. One thing that I do this in launch parties quite a bit. I ask people just to give me their opinion about which kind of store they would choose if they had the choice between two generic stores, store A and store B. The first store had a lot of packaged foods, processed foods, sugar-filled foods, expensive, and you had to go get it, and it was a chore to go get your food and that kind of thing. Or you could go to the new store where it's less expensive. It's nutrient dense, your products are paid for, it's a tax deduction on top of that, plus it's delivered right to your door. Which store would you consider shopping at? Well, a lot of people, they're stuck in their ways and they're going to go to what they know, what's comfortable with them, and they'll continue shopping at that traditional store. But it makes rational sense to think of, is the Pope Catholic? It makes rational sense to think that we would make the choice of those two stores would be very simple, that the new store would win out on that. You'd at least want to try it, wouldn't you? How about if you were looking for nutrition and vitamins and supplements and that kind of thing, and you go the traditional route, you see this array of vitamins and minerals and all kind of protein powders and everything that you can imagine, fish oil, just go down the list, thousands and thousands of ingredients. And that's the kind of stores that you can go to. You can go shop at those stores and buy your way into oblivion with all kind of supplements. Well, what we learned from the John Anderson story is that John Anderson was behind a lot of these products here, and he gave out tremendous formulations, excellent formulations, but found out that the people that he was contracting with were not following those formulations to a T. They were actually compromising the formulations, and so what you got were compromised products, compromised ingredients, little to no results. How many of you have gone to the health food store or the grocery store and bought vitamins or different supplements and just really could feel no difference whatsoever? Now, I've done that all my life, and I feel like I'm doing good and hoping to do good by doing that. You know, you think you're doing the right thing, but really you don't see any results in it. And so here's the other option over here, and it's Isagenix, no compromise, full spectrum, cutting edge nutrition. Now think about that, those words right there, full spectrum. I'm talking from A to Z, all of the ingredients that we need as human beings to function optimally. And so the results are 100% of the time there's results. How many of y'all like being in this business and you get people started on the products and 3 or 4 or 5 days later, you talk to them and they said, yeah, I lost 14 pounds this week. And somebody said, yeah, man, I got my energy back and I'm excited about it. And this has never happened to me before. And man, I talked to my parents, I got them involved in it. And my parents are off medication now. And the doctor said it was okay and that kind of thing. Boy, that is so exciting to be able to do that for ourselves and for other people. And so that's what we have at Isagenix. So what choice are you going to make? Are you going to continue going to the GNC store or the grocery store and look at the vast array of options there? And then, I mean, just, boy, the expense of all that is just ridiculous. Instead, why don't you get something that's less expensive, it's nutrient dense, it's the best ingredients sourced from all over the world. And some of that's very expensive to get. A lot of the ingredients that are in, for instance, Ionic Supreme, the adaptogens there, those are no easy ingredients to get. They're very hard to source, and most companies get away from that just from an expense standpoint. So results are 100%. It's less expensive. It's nutrient dense. The products can be paid for very quickly, and it's a tax deduction. And so all of those ideas right there, if it was just the difference in non-tax deductible and tax deductible, that for me as a business person would be a slam dunk every time. If you went to your Kroger store or whatever you have in your area and they said, hey, this today we're going to have a tax deduction. If you spend $100, whatever your tax liability is, 25%, 28%, whatever that is, you're not going to face that with the monies that you're using for this food right here. I would go for that every day if you understand what a tax deduction is. Okay, so that's just some simple things to talk about. What do we do in our business? And one thing I would encourage me to do and all of us to do in our business is to meet people and to be open to meeting people. A lot of people in our society try to hide in the masses. They try to be, fit in. They don't want to talk to anybody. And so it's just a very impersonal world. Well, if you started opening up and just talking to people, not about Isagenix necessarily at all, about anything, just being kind to people and talking with them and getting involved in their life and meeting brand new people and you being the one to initiate that contact. So it's the idea of purposely interacting with more people and broadening your base of friends and relationships that you have and getting involved with more people. I have done this purposely. I've gone out of my way to not hide from the masses or hide from people wherever I'm at, but to go out and reach out and shake somebody's hand or just say something. There's a guy named, a good friend of mine, Dwight Johnson's online. He is probably the best I have ever seen. We met for coffee the other day, and he went around to each table before he came and sat down with me and struck up a conversation with virtually everybody in the Starbucks. And I was sitting there shaking my head going, that guy is so good. So Dwight, I know you're listening on today, but that's a great quality to learn from. So one of the tools that I use, if you've been in our industry for any time of any length of time at all, you've heard of this idea of form, F-O-R-M. And it's a great way to gauge your conversation or guide a conversation is to think about this idea of form. The F stands for family. The O stands for occupation. The R stands for recreation. The M They used to teach us that it stood for money, but I believe the better M word there is motivation. Why and what excites you? So when I meet somebody, I'm going to ask about their children. I'm going to ask about their parents. I'm going to ask about their spouse. I'm going to ask them to talk about their family. And if you're like me, a very proud parent, and somebody asks me about my kids, well, you're instantly my favorite person right there, because I love to talk about my kids, and who doesn't, you know? And so you want to ask about the family, and this may lead to isogenics or it may not, but be a good people person. Learn how to engage people and get to interact with them instead of avoiding people. And then occupation, this is perfect to ask about occupation. When you ask what they do, what do? Hey, Raider Rob, good to have you on here. What they do, what's the appropriate thing for them to ask? Is that for them to ask, what do? And that's the bingo moment in your conversation that can lead to isogenics. Very simple. Recreation. I used to be a golfer. I got involved with Jay Bennett, and I quit golfing from here on out. I'm very resentful about that. I'm a bitter man, Jay, if you're listening, but I'm just kidding. But talk about golf. Talk about, are they tennis players? What do they do here? Enthusiast of any kind, hiking, whatever it might be. I've got an entire group of ours in Colorado. They're hiking right now as we speak. I know they're out on the trail, and they're all carrying their isogenics products and meeting other hikers out there. So it's actually a pretty good situation for them to meet other people and interact with other people. Then motivation. What would excite you if you could double your income right now? What would excite you about doubling your income right now? You make twice as much as what you're making now. I asked that of a guy about 2 weeks ago. He said, well, double what I make right now is still not a lot of money. I thought, okay, how about 10 times what you're making right now? How would that excite you? What would you do differently in your life? He said, well, I would quit this stinking job that I have. I know that right now. And so that's what we have to offer people, and it just strikes up a conversation, being a good people person. So meet people. Another good thing about form is that it qualifies people. Because what do I mean by that? Well, listen, I tell people all the time, every single person, ESP, that's what you want to, talk to every single person. I still believe that. But do you really want to work with some individuals? And when you get conversation flowing with people, you're going to find out a whole lot about them by asking questions in form about their family, about their occupation, recreation, and their motivation. And so you can qualify that person. They may say some things in that conversation that you realize these people are zero entrepreneurial. They're not entrepreneurial whatsoever. They are zero concerned with health issues. Nutrition means nothing to them. One of my very first three-ways I did in isogenics, I said, I got online with this gal, and I was sort of nervous because I hadn't done any three-ways. I'd done maybe one before that. And I asked the gal, I said, so are you and your husband concerned about health? And she said, oh, hell no. I'm not concerned about health at all. We smoke and we eat anything we want. I said, well, okay. Well, how's the weather? What do y'all do? I thought everybody was concerned with health. So it's a good qualifier. That person would not be good for isogenics. Would you agree? I mean, we certainly could help them. And I ended up telling, I said, you know, you really ought to look into treating your body with respect, and that means as regards the nutrition that you put in your body, and certainly getting rid of smoking would be a good starting place. But we went nowhere with that conversation, so it qualified them. And we didn't waste time, I didn't waste their time, they didn't waste my time. So from the get-go, you want to ask for referrals from the start as you weave that into the conversation. Now, because that's exactly where you want the relationship to go, whether they get involved with isogenics or not. What you want to know is, who do they know? That's what we're looking to accomplish with every single person that we talk to about isogenics. It's about, who do you know? And so we're going to talk about the types of people that we want to maybe put in their brain to sort of give a hint or a clue about what I'm looking for. And it may not be them, but they know a certain person. Then I can come back to them once I get involved with that other person and they decide they're going to do isogenics. I can go back to the person that referred them to me and say, you know, that person you referred me is real excited about isogenics, and you can be their enroller in isogenics, which would be very financially advantageous to you if you wanted to do that. And I've had people tell me, no, they don't want to do it. And I've had people say, well, okay, I'll certainly do that. We enrolled a young man yesterday based on that very premise, because he had told me about a couple that was in ministry, and they were very health conscious. They were cut up, both the man and the woman, just really in good shape and everything. And I told him that she had come over to our house Wednesday night for Hotspots and led the Hotspots group, 10th graders, for Bible study, and opened up my closet. And I've got a lot of Isagenics products in the closet, and she freaked out, loved it. Just so excited, wanted to know more about it. So I called him back and I said, you know, if you enroll now and go ahead and set up your account, then when they come in the business — they may not, but if they come in the business, then you could be their enroller. How about that? And he said, I'm in. What do I need to do? And so we enrolled him right there on the spot. So you're asking for referrals all the time. Who do I know? Who do they know? And you want to always be aware of that. Okay, so here's what I'm waiting for in a conversation. I'm waiting for somebody, and I'm leading this. I'm helping this conversation along to get to this point right here. So, because you always want Isagenics to come up naturally in a conversation. If you're attacking somebody with the idea of Isagenics and vomiting on them about how phenomenal Isagenics is, they're probably going to, you know, do this number right here and say, back off, and that kind of thing. So you want it to come up naturally in a conversation. One of the greatest things to do is they ask what you do. Now, here's my answer. What do you do? My answer is a question. My answer is, have you heard of Isagenics? And so I want to know where they're at in this world about Isagenics. And I'll tell you, still to this day, almost two and a half years into this, about 4 out of 5 people that I talked to about Isagenics have never heard of Isagenics. We did a launch party Thursday night in Carrollton, Texas, at a chiropractor's office. And I asked the question, how many of you have heard of Isagenics prior to this chiropractor telling you about Isagenics? And every single one said they had not heard of it. Not a person in the room had heard of Isagenics in this metroplex. So that's pretty crazy. What is that? Well, here's what I say, and I may say something different, but I'll say something like, Isagenics is the world leader in cellular toxin cleansing and weight loss that works when everything else has failed. Have you ever watched any of the movies at Isamovie? Now notice what I do a lot, and I've taught myself how to do, is to answer a question with a question, because you want them as part of the conversation. You don't want to be blabbing information at people all the time. You want it to be a dialogue, not a monologue. And so I say, have you ever watched any of the movies at isamovie.com? Guess what the answer is 100% of the time? No, I haven't. I said, well, are you at your computer right now? If I'm on the phone, if I'm not, and I've got my smartphone is one of these big Androids, man, this thing, you can watch TV on this thing. I mean, it's big. You can pull it up with the apps that Isagenics offers you. You can pull up a movie right there. Are you toxic, or whichever one you think would be good for them? If it's the athlete video, that's a fantastic brand new video that I absolutely love. And I get them watching that, and what that'll do is give them basic information, fundamentals about Isagenics, and we can take it from there. And so that's a great way to do it, to get them to isamovie.com. So when I get them to isamovie.com, I explain to them that down at the bottom are 4 categories. And if you haven't been to isamovie.com in a while, or you've never been there, go to isamovie.com, take a look at the bottom. There's 4 links down at the bottom. And so what you want to do is find out which link they're interested in. So I say, there's 4 areas of interest down there. Which one of those intrigues you? And see, I'm asking questions again. I'm not telling them to go to one of these links. I'm asking. People always say, well, how do you know what they're interested in? Well, why don't you give them some choices, 4 choices. We have 4 categories. We actually have one more that's not down there, and that's the skincare. But give them 4 choices down here. Which one of these intrigues you? Which one interests you? A lot of times they'll say all of them. And so I'll go to the default for me is, are you toxic? I'll send them to, are you toxic? Okay. So let's say they say weight loss right there. We watched some of the weight loss videos. Fantastic. The 100 Pound Club new video is excellent if you haven't seen that yet. Great, great video. And then so I am going to get them talking. And what I do is I say, tell me about how you have been feeling and what you are determined to accomplish. Now, notice what I'm sort of slipping into the conversation there. What are you determined to accomplish? I'm not looking for somebody that's thinking about accomplishing something. I'm looking for somebody that's determined to accomplish something. So this verbiage right here can really set your prospect up in a mindset and a way of thinking that you're leading them into that'll be conducive to them not only trying the products, first of all, trying them, but actually becoming a product of the product, determined to accomplish, I need to lose 30 pounds. I say, are you determined to do that? Do you really want to do that? Have you tried a lot of things? And the answer every time is, yes, I've tried everything. That's always the case. And I say, well, I know what you're feeling because we, you know, of the thousands of people that we have in our organization, virtually every single one tells me that they have tried everything and nothing has really worked. We get that all the time. And so here's something that works 100% of the time with every single person. 100% money back guarantee. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain. All right, let's see if we get our slide to change there. So we've had that happen so often that I know, once you get involved in this business, you'll know what occurs all the time with the different people when you're presenting this to them. Okay, let me see if I get that slide. Okay, there it is finally. All right, here's what we want to do. Now we're going to get off the contacting here and get into a mindset situation that I think is extremely important. And I see a lot of people do this and I see a lot of people not do this. Okay, so you want to establish your Isagenics identity. How are you going to handle this thing called Isagenics? How are you going to relate to it? How are you going to integrate into it? How are you going to treat it? What is your Isagenics identity? Well, let me give you some ideas of some things that will really help your identity as an Isagenics success story. If you want to be a success story, here's what we got to do. I identify myself as a list builder. So yesterday I found some old documents, my secretary's old documents, and some people that I had actually brought in and hired in my former company that I knew were multimillionaires. I hadn't seen that list and I hadn't even thought of these people until just now, 2.5 years later in the business here. And so I put 6 new names on my contact list. I am a list builder. Now you may not have that exact circumstance, but I can tell you right now, if you pick up your phone and you look in your contact list, I'll bet you don't have everybody on your phone on your list. So start being a great list builder. Build your list of prospects. Identify yourself as a list builder. Okay, so what else do you do? I've answered the question, what do you do, many times with this statement. I'm a team builder. I build teams that build teams. And, you know, when I think about what we do here, the successful Isagenics leaders in the business, this is exactly what we do. I'm a team builder. I build teams that build teams. Is that not exactly what we do? And so we do that in a variety of ways. I don't have to explain all the variety of ways about the three ways and everything else right now, but that sort of sums it up. And I see myself, I identify myself as a team builder. And so a lot of people, they get involved with Isagenics or they see Isagenics, they say, hey, do you sell Isagenics? And Michelle covered this last week real well in her call, but I hardly ever sell single products. I'll give them away almost every time. I rarely sell single products. So I don't sell Isagenics products. I do set people's accounts up. I help them set up their accounts. That's a very different world than what, you know, back in the 70s, if you were involved in Amway, you took your massive product list and you started selling products out of that list. Well, you can do that all day long. You're never going to make any money. I can just tell you right now, that's a tiny little morsels of profit and it gets you nowhere. So I'm a team builder. I build teams that build teams. I set up account holders who set up other account holders. You might want to look at it like that. And then you want to identify yourself as a top income earner with Isagenics. Can you see yourself psychologically, perspective-wise, as a top income earner with Isagenics? Your perception of that precedes the reality of it, and you have to have the perception first prior to the reality happening for you. So I think that's real important that you do that, that you see yourself as a top income earner with Isagenics. See yourself as a 5-star golden circle. See yourself as an executive. Find out what an executive is if you don't know what that is. That's 5 personally enrolled consultants on the left, 5 personally enrolled consultants on the right. See yourself as an executive. When you get to executive, the world opens up in the Isagenics comp plan beyond the very lucrative world that it is prior to executive. And so you want to see yourself as that. So establish your Isagenics identity in those areas right there. Very important. Here's some things that you can see yourself doing on a regular basis. And I really appreciate you guys being on the call. And you think about how many people are in Jay's organization, my organization, the Schaefer's organization, Stolfus organization, some of the bigger pins out there. And here we got, I think, 47 on the webinar right now. And who knows how many on the phone? I'm not sure. I don't have the metric on that. But that's amazing to me that, you know, that you have thousands and thousands of people and just a handful of people support the team calls. Well, if you want to be a top income earner here, I can tell you that that's a great, great thing that you can put in your repertoire to do that on a regular basis. Those that don't do this, I tell you, their odds of success in this business are pretty low. Let's tough love here, man, pretty low. I support all local events. So we had one in Dallas on Tuesday night. Great event. And we had, most of our team was there, a good percentage of our team was there. So you support the local events. You'll always learn stuff. You'll always learn good things. I schedule and conduct launch parties. This is part of my identity with Isagenics. If you're avoiding this, put them on the map. Put them on your schedule. Get launch parties scheduled. If you want me to come do it and you're on my team, then great. I've done them for people not even on my team before, but I need to really start honing in and focusing just on our team here. But I attend ICUs. If you really want your business to catapult and really get to the next level, ICU will do that for you. I mean, you're drenched with Isagenics for 3 solid days, at least 2.5, and you're going to pick up more nuggets of wisdom. Your confidence level will soar. Your belief level will soar. I attend NYKO, that's New Year Kickoff, and Celebration. It's not negotiable. We go to those events. And I'll just tell you right now, you say, well, that's expensive to go to those events. And I will tell you that your personal income will probably rise. It's not true in every case, but in a lot of cases I've seen this, certainly in my case, Kathy's in my case, your income will rise beyond the cost of the event because of your being there. So if you want to add the cost of that event to your monthly income, go to the NYKO, go to Celebration. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it for increasing your volume, your activity level, your contacting will go sky high. You'll think of dozens of new people that you need to be contacting, and everything falls together when you attend these events. Plus, you get you meet all of these people who have done it, who have gotten to where you want to be in the business. So you definitely want to do that. All right, here's 2 classes of people in Isagenics. We have a lot of dabblers in Isagenics. You see the picture of the guy here sticking his toe in the water right there? That's how a lot of people approach Isagenics, and they want to do Isagenics. I've had several times, and you can just stop this and nip this in the bud if it's going to happen. And that's the guy who says, well, I'm going to talk to a few people about Isagenics, and then I'll decide if I want to do it or not. Let me just save you some time right here. If that's how you're going to approach this, don't even bother talking to them because it will not work. They will see through you. You're transparent when that happens. They'll see through you and know that you're a dabbler, and nobody will associate with a dabbler. If you're just throwing the subject out there to somebody that knows nothing about Isagenics and you're expecting to get a positive with one exposure, you can absolutely forget it. It's not going to happen. So dabblers don't make money in Isagenics. Who does? Engaged consultants make lots of money. You know, that consultant level is you being active at 100 BV per month, and then you have one person personally enrolled on your left that's active at 100 BV a month, and then one person on the right, excuse me, that has somebody active on their, you have a person personally enrolled on the right that's active. That's a consultant. That's all you need to take advantage of the cycle money, this phenomenal cycle money. That's why we're here, is that cycle money. The upfront money is fantastic. The PIBs, the product introductory bonuses, the rank advancement bonuses are fantastic. But those are one-time things, and they're designed to get you off the blocks. And then what you want to do is to build your cycles because that's the residual money. That's where it comes in, and it's growing income as well. I had a an insurance guy the other day said, well, I'm in insurance and I've got residual income. I said, yes, you do, but you don't have growing income. You don't have growing income that grows on its own. Now, you can go out and get more customers and it will grow in that sense, but our organization takes on a life of its own and it starts growing without my influence, beyond my influence. That's the kind of money. Now, that's not going to happen the first 2 or 3 years, but after that, you've got people that come into your business that are superstars, and they're coming in here. They could not care less how much money you're making. They're in it to make their money, and you want to help them every step of the way because all that does is just amplify your income. So engaged consultants are the ones that make the money. Here's the picture of the guy in the pool. He is He dove in the pool, and he is fully immersed in Isagenics, and that's what you want to be, is go ahead and not be so reluctant with just sticking your toe in the water. So here's a great little graphic I ran across today, but it's a fun thing. For those of you on the phone line, you can't see it. It's two precipices or two cliffs or mesas, whatever it is. And you got on the left people in their gray suits, and they're not smiling. And the title is Boring Old Job, and they make the leap of faith into entrepreneurship. And you got other people that are encouraging you, and yeah, there's a big old gulf right there, and you might slip and slide into the gulf and everything, but you got to just, you know, gather all your courage and jump and take a bite of this entrepreneurship. And folks, you can do this while you have another job. If you're still working right now, you can build a big business in the pockets of your life. When you've got an extra moment, make that phone call. When you've got another extra moment, give somebody some samples. You got another extra moment, do a three-way with your upline leader. And that's how things start taking off. You know, only takes 2 or 3 people on each one of your teams for you to make extravagant money. Extravagant money. I love that idea right there. So another thing that you want to establish is, where are you going in your business? And here's an interesting graphic I put together this morning. Sorry about that. Your left team or your right team, either one, eventually wants to get to 75,000 BV a week. And then your other team wants to get to 150,000 BV a week. So you want to focus on those numbers right there. And you may be just getting started. That seems like an unbelievable accomplishment that you may never be able to accomplish it. And I'm here to tell you, you absolutely can. I'm not telling you it's the easiest thing in the world, because you're going to go through a lot of people to find those 2 or 3 people that really take off and own their Isagenics business and own their future and say, I am the guy, I'm the gal, watch me, you know, watch my smoke, man. I'm going to tear this thing up, and I'm contacting everybody and his dog about Isagenics, and we're going to get there. We're going to get to 75,000 BV and 150,000 BV. Once you do that the first time, then you get a third leg, and all you have to do with that leg is get it to 75,000 BV. And there's some tremendous rewards for doing that. Here's what it is. If you're new to the business, these numbers are real important. You want to write these down. Okay, Mike, there you go. So 13,500 per week, that's maxing your position out. 13,500 per week. Now, that's just the initial monies right there, the cycle money. Okay, so that's 250 cycles is what it is. So this is, you want to focus on where you're going. Establish where you're going in this business. So 13.5 per week. If you get there, you've got to buy me lunch, okay? That's the only thing, that's the criteria. I think it's in the policies and procedures. Buy Tim Darnell lunch. It's in there, I'm sure. So just go take a look. $54,000 per month, $702,000 annually. So where are you going in the business? If you're just wandering around in the business and yeah, there you go. All right. I've got dates. Great. Okay. So anyway, and dinner. Hey, Charles, I love you, man. Okay. This is where you want to go. So what you focus on is the direction your life will head in. So it's focus on 13.5 per week. You know, we got to about 6,000 a week, and I thought, this is unreal. This is fantastic. We could actually maybe have some hope in our life to get out of that $350,000 debt that we incurred with the loss of that business. And, you know, maybe there's some hope here. And Man, it gets even better than that. Gloria's going to fly in from Canada to buy me lunch. I love it. I will take you up on that, Gloria, and I'll help you get there. How about that? Okay, good stuff. Write those numbers down right there. Jay Bennett, my enroller, he's done this not once, but twice, and almost a third time. So these numbers right here. And he's been involved in the business for a while, but who cares, man? Lunch in Bali. I like that, Otilia. There you're talking right there. Okay, so we've talked about establishing who I am and what I do, and I should say Isogenics right there, what I do in Isogenics, or in relation to this business. I had it right. Okay, establish who I am and what I do in relation to this business. Does that make sense? Who are you? Are you in Isogenics? Are you an Isogenics representative, associate, consultant, executive? Are you? When somebody asks you, who are you, what do you talk about your job? Folks, that's a golden opportunity lost if you do that. Talk about Isogenics, man. Do that. Okay, Doug and Sherry, Italy is perfectly okay. That's great. So you establish where you're going. We talked about that, 13.5 per week. That's maxing the comp plan out. You can do it. You can do it. And then establish who I want on my team. Now, here's the subject of this discussion here, of this presentation. That is to recruit up, to prospect up. What you want are the best people you can possibly find. Here's the mistake. Now, let me go through these three things here. Most talented, best people, most successful people you can possibly find. That's who you're looking for. Now, what most people do in this type of business, in our business, in network marketing, our profession, is what they do is they look for people they're comfortable talking to. And so when I say recruit up, I'm talking about, and this is sort of nebulous, but I think you know what I'm talking about. It's at your level or above, socioeconomically, intellectually, speaker, just the command that they have with people, influence, your level and above. Okay, so if you start going your level and below, pretty soon they'll do the same thing. And by about the second or third level under you, you're talking to sanitation workers, and no slam on sanitation workers, but you're talking to people that grab at any job they can just so they can get by. And that's not who I'm looking for. I'm looking for the best. I'm recruiting up. I want the most talented, the most successful, and that's who you want to talk to. And people say, well, how do I talk to those kind of people? Well, let me explain to you how you talk to those kind of people. And here's the best category. I forgot I had this slide in here. You want successful professional network marketers. So I got Brother Dwight on the line here today, and I'm thinking, who is the most successful professional network marketer I know? Well, Dwight Johnson is one of the most successful guys I've ever known in my 32 years in this profession. So, you know, he's gotten to $100,000 a month in three different companies, and companies, you know, go down on him. And so what if you had a company that it doesn't go down and a company that's here to stay, and you get to that kind of level and you can enjoy that the rest of your life? So that's the kind of guy you talk to. So this past week, I put six more millionaires on my list. We'll be contacting them. I really do not care what their response is. I don't care. I don't care what their response is. I'm calling them about Isogenics. And their response is their response. I have nothing to do with it. You know, you've heard the phrase, we inform, you decide, we support. We inform, you decide, we support. So your decision is your decision. But I do want to get you to a decision. At some point about the fourth or fifth exposure, I'm going to ask you for a decision. And I'm going to ask you probably in a negative way. I'm going to say, so you're a no, is that correct? And I do that all the time. I just come out and say it. And it's funny how they say, Oh no, I want to get started on the products. And so if you've given them enough information to get to that point, then go ahead and use that phrase right there. I love it. I want to do that. So here's the caveat with all this. To enroll top people, you have to be a top person. You know, if you're going out to recruit Bobby Schaefer and you don't have any experience in this business, and you're not involved in personal development, and you haven't made a whole lot of money in your life, Bobby probably will say, hey, man, thanks for calling, but I'm really not interested. If, however, on the other hand, you're involved with personal development and you're constantly improving yourself, and you're improving your skills by being on calls like this, by listening to every single call you possibly can, there's not a training that we have had in the last 2.5 years that I haven't gotten tremendous, tremendous information from, and it's helped my business, improve my business. So to enroll top people, you have to be or become a top person. Now make that your goal. Who's going to become a top person out there so that you can go to these professional network marketers and interact with them, and they want to be involved with you. They're excited to be involved with you because they know that you are the real deal. You're not some poser out there. You're not a dabbler. You're somebody that really presents themselves well. I'm not talking about you have to be the best looking person in the world. You have to be serious, though. You have to be serious about this business, and they've got to have an idea that that's actually the case with you. Okay? So here's we're winding this up right there. Good for you, Angela. Good stuff. Remarkable leaders passionately believe in the potential of other people. Okay, so I believe that about every single one of you on this line right here. I believe you have the potential to do this thing. The only question is, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to be consistent? Are you going to get your list out, create that list, massage it every single week, contact those people, do the best you can to present Isagenix in a positive way? And I missed a slide in here somewhere. Let's see here. Never find it. Two-step process. I know it's in here somewhere. I won't be able to find the slide. But let me give you the two-step process for introducing somebody. And I know I've got a lot of newbies on here. Good buddy Jimmy Hoover just came on board. Here's the two-step process that I give to every single person. You've heard me say this before. You've heard Jay say it a million times. Michelle and Bobby, same thing. Excuse me. Two-step process. Isamovie.com, number one. Isamovie.com, number one. There's four links down at the bottom. Tell me which one intrigues you. And I like to do it when I'm online with them, and I'll pull up isamovie.com with them while I'm on the, you know, on my computer, on the phone with them, and I'm seeing what they're seeing, so I'm real in tune with the conversation. So if you look down there at the bottom, there's four links right down there. Which one is the most impressive to you or most interesting to you? And then shut up, and they'll tell you. They say, well, it's weight loss. And I say, okay, fantastic. Well, let me ask you this question. How are you feeling right now, and what are you determined to accomplish? Okay, so you get those two things right there, getting them to tell you what they want to change. If a person is not wanting to accomplish something like improved health or like making more money, doubling their income, tripling their income, getting out of their job, getting financially free, if they don't want something there, I have nothing for them. You have nothing for them. And so it's important that we elicit that discussion from them by asking that question. What do you want to accomplish? What are you determined to accomplish? And get them dreaming about, if it's financial, I love, that's my favorite right there. If they're interested in financial improvement, I say, okay, so you want to earn, you're making, what are you making now, about $60,000 a year? Would you like to earn $150,000 a year? What would that do for you? How would you feel if you were making $150,000 a year? What would that do for your life? So, oh man, I'd quit worrying about bills and I'd get out of debt. Oh gosh, the stress that I've had with bill collectors calling, and get them to talk about it. Because if they don't have something they want to accomplish, thank you, Dr. May. I need your vigilance here to help me on that. You've got to help me out on... Or they've got to explain to me what they want to accomplish. They don't want to accomplish anything. See, we're in the change business. We are in the change business. And somebody that doesn't want to change or have any accomplishment that they're looking at, then they're probably not right for this, your time. And your time's valuable. It really is. Okay, multiple exposures with your prospects. 5 to 7 is typical, and that's actually normal. One of the big mistakes that people make in our business is they go one exposure with somebody and the person's negative. And I said, well, everybody's negative on the first exposure of anything. Everybody is. You've got any idea. I don't care what it is. The first time somebody sees it, excuse me, rarely does anybody jump out and go, "Whoa, I'm in." No, you got to have multiple exposures. So here's my phrase, and this is my phrase right here. I need to copyright this. Repetition reduces resistance, and it's absolutely true. I have seen this happen 1,000 times. I've got another chiropractor I'm working with. We met last week, and I gave him a lot of information. I showed him you plus two, them plus two, talked about the business, talked about how he could introduce his customers, his clients to Isagenix. I gave him some ideas about that. And he's just real standoffish, you know, and he's not returning some of my calls and everything. That's fine. So I'm giving him multiple exposures. I give him the new weight loss study. That thing is unbelievable, man. I can't imagine the numbers that were discovered in that weight loss study. And that's in your back office. You can find that. You can also find it at isogenixhealth.net. Also, isoproduct.com, you can find it. Get that to any kind of health professional. And then I got him, I told him about the Thursday night launch party at another chiropractor's office and the results there. And he hadn't returned any of my text messages or my emails or anything. It's fine. It's fine. He doesn't have enough information. Once he gets to enough information, he will have ample reason to say yes to this thing. He doesn't have ample reason right now. He doesn't have enough information. So I know he's very tentative. So I'm getting him more and more information, and I'm patient about it. Most of you are not patient enough. Be patient with special individuals like that. One chiropractor putting his prospects or his clients into Isagenix, man, that'll up your BV. Like, no, you don't have any idea what that will do. It'd be tremendous for you. So repetition reduces resistance, and just know that and be patient when you're implementing that. Okay, so I'm going to end out here with a verse I was reading this morning, and so I thought about this in relation to what we do here. So it's in Matthew, and it's one of the parables here, but he says, "The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Now, the reason I like that is because you need to, it goes back to the original conversation, you need to involve more people in conversation. You need to be friendly with people. Go out of your way to strike up conversation with people. Let them know that you care. Find out if you can help them. Man, it may not be Isagenix that will help them a lot. It may be that they're about to be thrown out of their apartment, and you can give them $100 so that they can stay in their apartment for another month or whatever it is, or they need a church home, or they need whatever. It just could be anything. They're having problems with their kids and discipline problems, and you say, you know, I know somebody that deals with that. And just be their friend and help them in any possible way you can. You get them on the Isagenix products. I told an audience Tuesday night, I said, one of my guys, Bob Knight, just enrolled a guy with the President's Pack, and a week later he died. The guy died, not because of the President's Pack, but and I'm not making light of it, but we were too late. He was in terrible health condition. He was about almost 200 pounds overweight. And he was ready to try Isagenix. Had we gotten to him maybe a year earlier, he might still be with us. So it's crucial that we get to people and help them in whatever way we possibly can help them. You can be a great, great influence in people's lives. And we'll end out with this last slide here. Here's some of the, that picture pixelated a lot, but here's some of the websites that you can take advantage of. Never, ever, ever have I seen a company with more resources and tools available to us in the field. Unreal, unreal. IsogenixHealth.net, IsogenixBusiness.com, IsaSalesTools.com. Get your business cards there. Great price, gorgeous cards. IsaProduct.com. The full catalog is there. Pricing is there. Ingredient list is there. Testimonials are there. Everything that you can imagine. Dr. Ina Nozick's daily calls. She does two calls daily. Just phenomenal expert on any question health-wise. Don't try to be the health expert. Get them to Dr. Ina and let them be on her call. It's fabulous. 18 to 35-year-olds, get them to the START group, which is startyourlife.com. Startyourlife.com. There's a bunch more. I mean, there's a ton more. In your back office, there's a list of probably 50 websites that you can access. If you'll go in there under resources, I believe is what it's under, and it's just a page of links of websites for Isagenix that you can go to, and you can find the one that'll be appropriate to you. Jay's training site is unreal. leanandcleanforlife.com. If you're interested in the product, you want to definitely go to that. Dr. Jim Rhodes does, he's got two different presentations on there. If you hadn't heard him speak yet, you need to listen to Dr. Jim Rhodes talk about the pillars of success, the pillars of health, I should say, and the product line and what each one does. You'll pick up all kind of valuable information on there, leanandcleanforlife.com. Then my training sites are timdarnell.org. We've got that 20 and 90 strategy laid out. You want to go to that and pick up some good ideas on 20 and 90. And that's what we're doing over the next 90 days. I've got four personally that I've enrolled, and we got one more this afternoon, so we'll be at five after about, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks now. And so I think we're on track to get that done. You can get on track to do that over the next 90 days. And personally enroll 20 people, your life will turn upside down positive. It'll be the best thing you ever did in your life. It takes some work, takes a lot of contacting. It'll be so worth it. You'll come up to me and you'll buy lunch even without maxing your plan out there. So I'll take you up on that one too. Okay, got a lot of free lunches coming, man. Love it. All right, and then timothydarnell.com, that site as well. So lots of good information on that. My cell is 469-667-3444. And then if you would like the slides to today's presentation, I neglected to put my email address up here, but what you want to do is go timd, T-I-M-D, like Tim Darnell, timd at timothydarnell.com. Timd at timothydarnell. Just request the slides. I'll jot those over to you, and you can use those as you will. Guys, God bless you. I love you. Thanks for being on the call today. You're the best. Let's build this thing. Max your center out. I'm going for it. You go for it with me. Buy me lunch, okay? Love you guys.